WSOL HD2 Yulee. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name,
when I was just a boy.
Say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy,
when I was just a boy.
Singer in Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. So get down. The devil would call my name.
Oh,
say now, who do? Who do you think you're fooling?
Oh,
I'm a consummated man.
Trace of love still there, somewhere.
is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Sunny 102.3 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Sunny 102.3 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Sunny 102.3 presents the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show with Rick Hale, Joe Dionne, and Jeff Altman.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now we got a red light.
I tell you what, everybody likes picking on the old man. I mean, an engineer turns that red light on early, and I think we're on, and I'm just sitting there talking away.
He got in a wreck, so he's okay.
Oh, man. Well, if you haven't had a chance to look at the 11 o'clock update, not much has changed. It's still going in down in South Florida. But it still has it coming up in about a Category 1 or a very powerful tropical storm when it gets to Jacksonville.
Yep. So, it could come up straight up the St. John's River
again
and dumping, oh, my God, just billions of gallons of water. They're talking up to 3 feet of water.
Yep.
And if that starts down south, all that water is going to be pushing this way. So. Yeah. With the
and that's one of the unfortunate things about the St. John's flowing north. You know, it's coming.
George's
up.
Fault.
Yeah. George's fault. That's exactly right.
Well, the kayak army will be out in force, I'm sure. I got mine ready to go.
So anyway, that was 11 o'clock. It's still starting to slow down a little bit more, which is unfortunate for South Florida. Because it's getting stronger. It did hit Category 3 and moving towards your 4 at 11 o'clock.
But they say, you know, once it hits a Category 3, who cares if it's a 3 or a 4? That's still a major hurricane.
You're exactly right.
You know, people sit around, oh, you know, no big deal. Well, let me tell you, people, I've seen it.
I have.
You know, firsthand, and it is not a pleasant sight.
I was in the,
it looks like a war zone.
I was in the insurance business when Andrew hit down South Florida.
Yep.
And
I was there 2 days after.
That's about when, yeah. And, I mean, people, there was a major city with no lights at night. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
But anyway, we don't want to start freaking people out there in the audience. So you are listening live to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Call us live at this number, 904-831-1023. If you're outside the Northeast Florida area, you can tune in at the website at fishfloridagonefishing.com. There is no G in fishing. It's fishing. All right.
Our new paper's out on the rack.
New paper, the Fishing Connection, is out as of this morning, and it is being in distribution.
Yep. Now, I would ask Trina Pokey and Chip Davis and Michelle and Dave Gill. Y'all might like to pick it up.
Yep.
Y'all might like to pick it up. But one thing that I will tell you, give you a little preview of the front page, is that I want to compliment the fishing community and everything that it did to support those two firemen. And I am very proud to be part of the fishing community on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of our guests, Tim Altman, you know, he was out there several days running that boat of his.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
And I got our Boatronics.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Tony Eden. Tony was out there. There was a bunch of people. A lot of people from the Jacksonville Offshore Club.
Right.
Coordinating stuff. And, you know, the fishing community is like no other community as far as I'm concerned. You know, when something happens, we really band together.
We have Pam on line one.
Pam?
Is that Pam Worth?
Miss Native Kayak Extraordinaire Lady?
That what? Pam?
There you go. How you doing,
hey guys,
Pam?
How you doing?
Hey, Pam. I bet you're out fishing, aren't you?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Okay, where are you?
Where am I? I am between Rocky Creek and, I guess just west of Rocky Creek.
Okay.
That would be in Tampa.
Down in Tampa. Okay. How's the weather down there today?
Right now, it's beautiful. Slightly overcast, which is perfect for lures. A tiny little breeze, which makes it perfect for topwater. Not enough to make it glass and not enough to make waves. So for me, it's my topwater perfect.
So right now, are you out on a boat or are you sitting in your kayak?
I'm sitting in my kayak, drinking a bottle of water right next to a grove of mangroves. And 3 minutes ago, I was watching tailing redfish. So I'm like, make the call or fish the redfish.
Right.
Or fish the redfish.
Wow.
I made the call.
Pam, I'm telling you, you lead a rough life.
Yeah, I do. You know, I am blessed. I worked as a mortgage banker for 35 years, and I worked 24/7. You were on call all the time. And I semi-retired, and now I work at Tampa Fishing Outfitters and work 4 days a week, and I fish 3 days a week, barring hurricanes.
I'm sorry. Now, who do you work for?
Tampa Fishing Outfitters.
Okay.
That would be Humpback Nets, Trident Hooks, Ohiro Products.
Okay. So,
Boyfish.
Yeah.
They make a lot of stuff that's in your tackle store that you probably don't even know.
Cool.
What have you guys been up to?
Well, we're anticipating a little bit of rain coming up this way here in the next few days or so.
I know.
That should really get the fish, you know, fired up the next few days.
It can't make up its mind what it wants to do, can it?
And all we got to do is just sling a lure out the front window in the street. You should hook into something.
Walking catfish.
Yeah. And then I'll be packing up a bait and tackle store.
I'm out here. I got a couple little rat reds, and I was playing with jacks for a little bit. But there's a big school of reds sitting out there somewhere with my name on it, and I just can't find them. And they're laughing at me.
Now, Pam, I know you fished with Bart down at the, what is that, the Extreme? What do they call that tournament?
Yeah, it's an Extreme Kayak Tournament.
Okay.
They call it SummerSlam 1 and 2.
Gotcha.
And I must be a lucky piece, because when I fish by myself, I end up doing well. When I take other people out, they end up doing well.
Wow. Pam, listen, we're going to carry you over to the next break. We're getting ready to take a break here in a second.
Okay.
And you can hear the music, I guess. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes, and we're going to bring you back on for a full segment. You got it?
Okay.
Stand by, sweetie. Appreciate it. All right. The number is 904-831-1023. You are listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. Y'all stand by. We will return with Pam Worth, and she's going to talk some fishing down in the Tampa area. Hold tight.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793. Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600. Here's a message about our good friend Big Jim over at Fat Cat's Trailer Repair. Big Jim has decided to go strictly mobile with his repair business. I guess he'll change the name to Fat Cat's Mobile Trailer Repair. Speaking of mobile, while loading the last box from his shop, it seems as though Big Jim managed to tear everything there is to tear in his knee. Big Jim will be getting a new knee in late June. Here's the number that Big Jim wants you not to call, for a month or two anyway. 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat's Mobile Trailer Repair. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason. Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com. Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
And we're back with Miss Pam Wirth. Hey, Pam.
Yes, sir.
So, the fishing's firing up down there. What type of lures are you throwing down there right now?
In the morning, I like to throw topwater. Well, I like to throw topwater anyway, or anytime. My favorite is the Head and Spook, the Junior, the One Knocker. 13 Fishing has a new one out, and Azuri has a new one out that I'm trying today, as a matter of fact, and hooked up a couple times on it. So I'm doing real well.
Nice. Now on the spooks, my favorite's the Super Spook. Love that.
Yep.
Love that big chrome and black one. Mullet,
yep,
pattern. I've caught huge trout on that. It's one of my favorite topwater lures to throw.
Yep. And the One Knocker also does real well. And you know, it's depending on where you fish, it's different lures. You know, it's like the One Knocker doesn't do so well on Tampa Bay, but it does amazingly well up in Ozella and up toward Nest and Hatchie and that whole area.
Now, you were in the Hatch last week, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And when I pre-fished, we killed it, absolutely killed it. And then Derek Ingle's dad, Marvin, saw where we were. So we're like, okay, let's move. Guess where Derek fished and ended up winning that tournament?
Wow.
You know, I made it back 2 minutes after three, so I'm not even going to tell you what fish I caught. I didn't make it, so I was DQ'd.
Oh, no.
That happens. There was roads underwater, and it's just I lost track of time, and then I went the wrong way.
Pam, what's the difference between the snook, between the East Coast and the West Coast down there where you're at, as far as quantity?
I would say on the East Coast, the Southern East Coast, you have a lot more because they didn't deal with the red tide like we did.
Okay.
The snook population is coming back, and it's moving further north. I mean, I've caught a snook up in Stenhatchee, which I thought was unusual. It surprised the heck out of me. Ozella has a monster snook. I know everybody's headed up that way for when snook season opens because you cannot keep a snook, a redfish, or a trout in from Tampa Bay down to basically Naples.
So everybody would be moving north to catch their fish.
Exactly, because you can keep them. Down here you can't because of the struggle we had with the red tide.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I told somebody once, if you look at it, and I'm not picking on charter guys. I mean, there's wreck guys out there, too. But let's just say a charter guy, and we probably have, I'll bet close to 1,000 in Tampa Bay. But let's just say we have 300, and each of them takes three clients, and they only go out three times a week and catch a red each. That's 2,700 reds.
Legal redfish.
Excuse me?
Legal redfish that they're taking.
Right. But, I mean, the guides down here are doing an amazing job of supporting the, you know, catch and release and educating their clients. I've been so proud of them. And the snapper, the mangrove snapper have been off the chart this year. You know, so if you want fish and grouper season's open, and we have some of the finest inshore grouper fishing, you know, right here.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You can go right down around some of the passes down there and catch eating-sized grouper in, you know, inshore. How cool is that?
Yeah, you can catch 25 to, you know, 30. Well, you can catch them lower, but you definitely can catch legal grouper. I haven't done it this year yet, but last year I got a couple, and that was pretty fun out of a kayak.
And you going offshore, what was your worst experience offshore in a kayak? No. That you remember?
That would have been SummerSlam 2, and it was a horrible storm. And the boat wasn't comfortable picking me up with the waves and the storms and everything. So I went paddling back in, and a very long story short, my air forgot that there was a sandbar, a new sandbar that had just been created from a storm a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway through it, the breakers got me. You know, I don't mind. I can take. I've been fishing in 12-foot swales, and that's nothing. It's when they break that it's a little tougher for a kayak, because mine's a fishing kayak. It's not a surfing kayak.
Right.
Are you fishing out of a Slayer?
Yes, sir, I am, and I can't wait for the new ones. Did you see my Instagram where I've got info on the new Slayer coming out in a month?
I follow all that stuff, so I'm looking at I'm looking at that special edition. Native's coming out with the... It's a Slayer 12 Max is what they're calling it.
So that's
going to be a really neat kayak. Sort of looks like the Titan and a Slayer combined a little bit.
Yeah, kind of a hybrid. I'm stoked about it. It's got an area where you can turn around and put your transducer. Like this current Slayer, I've got the transducer literally glued to the inside bottom of the kayak because I couldn't find a really good place to put it, and I don't like the arm ones. They don't hold up in the ocean for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I like the one, that particular model I've got. I've got the – it's actually a bracket on the – butt end, and it's got two little screws to where you can put your transducer on the rear, you know, and then you run your cable. There's a little hole that comes right around the corner from it, goes right on inside, and you can run your cables all the way through the inside and then come back up at the front. And so you know, that works good for me as well. And the transducer doesn't have to be large at all.
Oh, no, not at all. And, you know, I'm getting pretty excited about it. Like I said, it's got in-haul storage for the rods also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, plus, it's got the side storage also.
Right. I think it's going to be a game changer. I'm really excited to take it out in the ocean and see how she goes.
And plus, it's going to have the new 701 propel drive.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Should be a good year. Those are going to be some nice new kayaks, and that new special edition that they came out with the yellow trim on it.
Yeah, that looks sick.
Yeah,
that
is a really good looking kayak.
So
are you going to be heading to Louisiana for the IFA championships?
Yes, I am. I'm doing with Betty. I'm doing Ladies Let's Go Fishing, and I'm teaching that at the boat show here in Tampa on Saturday. I'm going to say hi to Victoria, who founded the app on the Florida Fishing. She's done an amazing job as a single mom. What she's accomplished is amazing.
Yeah.
But then again, then Sunday, right after Ladies Let's Go Fishing, I'm headed up. I'll probably stop at Pensacola and fish with Jeff. He's been tagging some beautiful big reds and monster trout. Fish a day with him and then go to Louisiana.
Okay.
Well, we definitely wish you luck down there.
Thank you.
Anything else exciting coming down the pike?
Well, right after that, I don't know if you're going. This saltwater, and I am native salty, okay? I don't pretend to know how to catch bass. But I
sounds like you're going to Alabama.
I am going to Gunnersville, and I'm going to be their comic relief, because no offense to the bass guys, it absolutely is an amazing sport. 80% of tackle is sold to freshwater, but for me, freshwater is for drinking, saltwater is for fishing.
Yep.
And if you got nothing to drink, saltwater is just as good. Love it.
Yeah. Swallow about a gallon of it. You'll think twice then.
Yeah, we want to wish Victoria and them down there in the area, because that's going to be, I think, ground zero for this thing coming on down around Boynton and Titusville, between Titusville and Boynton down that way. So,
yeah.
You know, we wish Fish Florida the best down there. And yeah. I think we're going to be okay up this way, but as far as the rain and everything, it's sure going to dump some water on us. So
yeah, I think we'll get some of it when it comes across the state, but it's not like it's going to be a direct hit at a 4 category.
Yeah. And then when it comes on, it's going to drop a category real quick. Instantaneously, it'll drop.
Yeah, so. They were talking it's going to go from a 4 to a 1.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That'll be good, hopefully.
But we're still, they're talking Tuesday morning, so we're still good 3 days out.
Well, prayers to everybody. A big part of my family is down in South Florida. I grew up there. Another part of my family is up in Pensacola. So, and then you all, Linnea, I consider y'all part of my family too. Love you much.
Jeff,
are you going to come offshore with us next year?
I would love to. I've just got to, you know, plan it out a little bit better, and you know, if I've got an invite to fish with you and Bart, 100% I'm there.
Absolutely. And I got a place for you to stay too, so that'll cut your expenses down.
Hey, I'm all for that. But I gotta be taught the ropes down there. So
that's okay. Ask Bart and anybody. It has been every single time that somebody goes with me, they catch fish and I don't, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, I was so excited to see Bart on his first sailfish. That was so cool.
Pam, we enjoyed it, sweetie.
We appreciate it.
Keep in touch with us. Give us a call whenever you feel like giving us. You got the number.
Thank you so much. You guys are great. Thank you for inviting me.
All right,
me
dear.
Out.
Be careful
All right,
down there.
Pam, you take it easy. Good luck.
That was Pam Wirth. She's down there in Tampa area.
What a great fisher
person.
Yeah,
she is. She's a fishing person.
Fisherwoman.
Yeah. You are listening to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 in Jacksonville, Florida. Phone number 904-831-1023. Check out the website for all other information. FishFloridaGoneFishing.com. There's an app, Fish Florida. Go to your Play Store and download the Fish Florida app. It's awesome. Stand by. We'll be right back.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley began his concert in Seattle, Washington, by asking the crowd to stand for the national anthem. Afterwards, he broke into "You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog," and the crowd went wild. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, New Balance, Dansko, Nayot, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Barbecue chicken? Check. Jalapeno cheddar hot links? Of course. Pulled and sliced pork? Double check. St. Louis ribs? Oh, yeah. Looks like the barbecue gang's all here. All that's missing is you. Come in for pick of the pit combos at Sonny's. Pick two or three barbecue favorites with sides and bread starting at just $10.99 for a limited time. Sonny's Barbecue. Local pit masters since 68.
It's faith, family, and football with the Jacksonville Jaguars Thursday night, September 19th. NFL Hall of Famer and NASCAR owner Joe Gibbs brings his Game Plan for Life ministry with a special event before the game that night. Please make your plans to come be inspired at Daly's Place. Then, go enjoy the game. Special ticket prices start at $35 to go to the Game Plan for Life event and the game. Get details at WBOB.com.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
Hey, this is the Doc coming to you from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Today I'm joined by our carpet tech and pun master, Dan.
Thanks, Doc. And I'm joined by my assistant, Buddy, a.k.a. Dan's best friend.
Funny. So you guys are going to demo our Pro Deep Cleaner?
That's right. If you have furry friends, you've also got fur and dander in your carpet. Because, let's face it, shed happens. But Rug Doctor's powerful pro-grade suction goes deep to pull it all out.
And with all the dirt and dust that gets tracked in during summer, fall is the perfect time to rent. Just $34.99 a day to clean and refresh your entire home.
Look at the filthy water it pulled out of Buddy's carpet. Buddy. He likes his carpet stinky.
Rough life, huh, boy?
Good one, Doc. Gotta run. Carpet diem.
Rent a Rug Doctor today at one of over 36,000 locations. Find yours at rugdoctor.com. Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, a couple of things real quick, people. I was going to the internet today. And I never realized, and never really thought about, that's kind of a lie, because I did think about it, because putting out fertilizer before the hurricane comes, it really gets washed into your yard real good. But what they're asking, especially if you live close to the intercoastal or any river area, please do not fertilize your yard before the hurricane, because all of that's going to wash right into the river.
Anywhere, because anywhere it doesn't. is because all the storm drains,
all the drainage, right.
is gonna wash it, yeah. And plus all your money's going down the drain, basically.
And then that's how it brings in the algae blooms and everything.
Yeah, well, when you're fertilizing a yard, you want to water it, but you only want to put about a half an inch of water down. And
but they had that on the internet today. Please do not do it.
Yeah, when heavy rains, everything's washed away, and it's going down the drains and into our rivers.
That's exactly right.
That includes golf courses as well, huh?
Definitely.
I'm sure.
Definitely.
Especially the ones on the water.
Yeah.
And, we used to get in arguments. I think I finally got everybody convinced and everything. If you live in the beaches area, you're living on an island. Okay, you're surrounded by the jetties at Mayport, the intercoastal waterway to the east, and then the jetties at
St. Augustine.
And you're living, and there's no place for anything to go. There's no place for water to go except into
Would
the,
that term be peninsula or no?
No, it's an island.
Yeah.
It's got four,
it's got the ditch.
Got the ditch, the ocean,
right.
and the two inlets.
Yep.
So you're on an
that's
island.
That's a big
there.
Island.
Yeah, connected by bridges.
Yep.
Technically, it's a barrier island. And
yep.
And so when it floods there's no place for the water to go, especially, and that's another thing, people, we're in a... What I call a flood tide. They've got a new name for it.
Like a max tide.
Max tide or
like
super
that.
Tide.
Yeah, super tide.
All the planets are aligned, and we're having the highest tide of the year right when this.
Okay. Planets are aligned.
Yep.
That's Aquarius. That's the name of the song, Joe.
Oh, Aquarius.
By the fifth dimension?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay. Oh, God. Anyway. boy, that's the way to break old man's train of thought there.
You were talking about...
The fertilizer and everything. And this, you're just going to go right into the water, and you're going to cause some algae problems.
Okay.
All right. Also, if you have noticed, Mr. Jim Suber's been posting some nice pictures and photos of the progress being made at the Lions Club Fishing Pier.
Getting some work done around town, buddy.
You're right.
Yep.
So that's really a good thing to see this coming
along. I just
hope
that it all turns out well.
What do you think is going on over there?
No, I'm talking about I hope nothing gets destroyed now.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, how are they sitting on the island underneath the Matthews with all that dock and everything? Is that park more or less been... being worked on it.
I haven't been out there lately, but I mean the last time I was out there was a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And I mean they've got like a pavilion area out there, and it's a really nice dock, and they're supposed to be cleaning up more of the island and making walking trails and things like that.
I did see that. Yeah
because my daughter and that's where we pedaled to, and we went out and checked it out. It was a neat little place.
And There's not a little pond in the middle of it that holds bait.
That was just about dried up, man. That looked like an old tar pit,
Hey, I'll tell you what though, I've had to use that as a go to spot once or twice, and I couldn't find anything.
Oh, okay.
Hit it at high tide.
Yeah.
Low tide, stay away.
How's it getting in there?
There's a creek that runs into it.
Okay. It must be on the far side
right down a little bit from north of the dock.
Sure.
There's a little spot that runs into it.
Okay.
You don't keep up with your politics?
Mm-mm.
You know that real smart guy in Congress who asked the commander, if you put too many planes on one side, would the island tip over? That's what happens.
Yeah.
When it gets too much weight on one side, it lifts up and the water comes
right.
Then when everybody runs to the other side of the island.
That's it. That's how they get the water in there, Joe.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I learned that in Congress.
But that little spot is tidal, and high tide is better than low tide. Low tide is really mucky.
Yeah.
That whole area over there, it drops out, and it's pretty nasty.
Where do you think we could put a kayak launch around the Pottsburg Creek area between Cessary and the river? Got to be somewhere to drop a kayak launch somewhere.
It'd be nice if we could do it right where the bridge is.
Now where Arlington, I mean,
if
yeah,
you, okay, University if you, and if all you, that. If now. You really want to put in right there, if you came over the bridge down University,
mm-hmm.
and as you go over the bridge, you take the first right there, and I guess it's a park, this right there, but it's got a big hill that goes down. It would really be a pain to get a kayak down there,
mm-hmm.
but if you wanted to, you could.
How about getting it at, up the hill?
Well, this depends how strong you are.
Mm. That's what I'm saying.
It's easier to get down
the hill.
Yeah, I could let it go at the top and catch it at the bottom, you know, but no, it's a pretty big embankment right there. And
because I don't think there's any city owned property, it's all residential. So
yeah, well, right there at the bridge, you know, because people do.
Now you're talking Cessary Bridge or University Bridge?
University Bridge going over.
Okay.
Arlington River right there.
Right. So if you go over the bridge heading towards Arlington Expressway, then it's you turn right and back in there. Well, I didn't know that was there.
No. The right as you go. The bridge, you know the way the bridge goes. I'm watching your hands. Hey, watch me, people.
I'm saying the radio audience is watching
you. If
you
were
that.
Coming down University Boulevard from Atlantic,
right.
you would go left over the bridge.
Okay, gotcha.
And as you go over the bridge, mm-hmm. there's the first road on the right.
Correct.
And right on that corner is.
Okay. Never really noticed it. Public area. I'm usually got my eyes straight while I'm driving,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for parks, so.
So, yeah, okay. It's not really a park. I mean, it's just like a little vacant piece of land. But, you know, I have seen people park there and go down and fish underneath the bridge. And technically, you could get a kayak down there.
We'll see if we get a big cat logo or something and put it up there.
Yeah,
maybe we'll get it financed.
Wouldn't be a lot of fun.
But right now, everybody, the Bait and Tackle Source do have live shrimp. They were able to catch them this morning. And
locals?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And well, according to the weather forecast last night, it was supposed to be nice weather today, Saturday and Sunday, and maybe into Monday. But Monday night is supposed to be the beginning of these come the crappy weather. Monday night, Tuesday is supposed to be bad, and Wednesday is supposed to be the worst day for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, right now, when I was coming here, I went underneath 95. And traffic was stacked up, and I've seen a few posts from people. They said the roads are absolutely horrendous right now.
Sure.
Everybody from down south's already getting out.
Yeah.
So, you know, the least people can use the interstate, the better.
No, you need to think about that.
Stay on your back roads and, you know.
Yeah, the people are trying to get out of South Florida.
So it's gonna the roads are gonna be a nightmare.
Now here's the negative thing, people. If we do get much wind, and these shrimp will bury themselves.
Yep.
So we could go a couple of weeks with no live bait. Period. It would be the mud minnows don't go into the trap this time of year, and the shrimps will be burying themselves, and then you go.
So how are the plastics that Rick's Bait and Tackle.
We'll be selling a lot of them.
You better have a lot.
We got a lot. Okay, Joe, when we come back, I think we got somebody on the line.
All right.
Okay, go ahead and get us out of here.
All right, 904-831-1023. Y'all go by and check out the Fish Florida app if you've got it on your phone. Fish Florida app has got all the info for the hurricane on there. Victoria has added that, I think, as of last night. So you want to check out the Hurricane Dorian app on the Fish Florida app. She's got app. 904-831-1023. FishFloridaGoneFishing.com is the website. Sunny 102.3 is the radio station. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. RealKeeper Realty. Your home. Your future. Our commitment.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey, and welcome back. And we have Taylor on line one. Taylor, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. What's going on with you?
Hey, Taylor, how's the hurricane wax coming?
That's doing pretty good. People are getting it left and right.
Nice.
You're breaking up now. If you're going to get on the air, you got to be able to talk in that
phone. I had to plug my phone in. Okay. Yeah, people would love the hurricane wax. It gives a good beating protection.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody. There was a truck that really irritated about six of us. He dropped a white can of paint on the road. And it was on a two-lane road at San Pablo. You couldn't go around it because it's a busy road and no place to go except in the middle of the road. And that was covered in white paint. Well, my brand new 2019 truck had white paint scattered all over the side of it. And the gentleman on the telephone did a excellent job of cleaning that mess up at a very fair and reasonable price. So I congratulate you, Taylor, on a great job.
I definitely appreciate it, but I was going to let you know, don't ever buy that graffiti remover. That they make a graffiti remover and then they make an overspray remover, but man, that graffiti remover, that is the worst awful smell ever. Because, you know, like my towels, I can't throw them away. It's like 10 times worse than gas. So I went home and washed it and my towels like stunk for days. I couldn't get rid of the smell. It was horrible.
Oh, well, you did a great job, buddy. You did a great job.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think with this flood tide, probably going to bring in the reds right in front of your bait and tackle shop. You just sell the shrimp, and they'll go right out the door and catch them.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what, the flood tide yesterday was over the road. And
yeah, but I think Keith got a redfish one day out there, didn't he?
No, that was a joke.
Well, I've seen some pictures. I thought that. So you
Keith,
never caught a redfish?
Keith catching redfish in the ditch again?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a joke.
We set that one up for you.
That's funny. I remember that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good picture. It was good.
So you've been. I was thinking about going today.
That's what I'm saying. You've been fishing?
Like, too windy today, and it was raining. I don't know. It's just, I don't want to be out there. I think the fish are scattered right now.
What is it, Jeff? The barometric pressure dropping makes the fish bite better, doesn't it? Now with the storm on the way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, those fish know something's coming.
Yeah.
You know, animals have a way of knowing things. So they're gonna feed and gorge because, you know, once it hits, they know they're going to have a feeding period that they're not going to be able to feed properly. So
yeah, Chip Davis was telling me that once the storm comes and we're going to get all this fresh water, they're just not going to be biting. There won't be no fishing around.
Yeah,
and the shrimp will be in the mud.
Yep.
What can you do? So I was at the gas station. I just got gas, and I couldn't believe it. I've never heard nothing like that. And I was asking the guy. I said, "When's the tanker truck going to come?" He said, "We don't know. I haven't seen him in a couple of days." And
well, I drove through Murphy's yesterday afternoon, and they had no gas.
Well, I asked him. Dropped. I said, "Well, what are you going to do?" And he said, "Well, if we run out of gas, the tanker is only going to bring unleaded." He said, "The Florida law. I didn't know that they're not allowed to bring a premium. So if you have a premium vehicle, you better get it now because if it runs out, the only choice you'll have." If they restock the fuel is unleaded, and some people don't want to put unleaded in their tanks. I mean, it probably won't hurt at one time, but it's not good for a premium vehicle like a Lexus, a Mercedes, right, and all those other ones that need the higher octane.
Yep.
Okay, well, tell her we're going to have to run, buddy. We got somebody else on the line. And again,
I only got 30 seconds.
No, you got more than 30 seconds. You get out of here, boy. All right.
All right, bud.
We're going to go talk to Matt.
Matt from Real Tight Fishing Charters in South Florida. What's up there, boy?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Just giving you a call, giving you a fishing report.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're all for it.
Talk to us.
Well, we're doing well over here in Sarasota. We're catching redfish and snook still. Snook bite's been a little slow, but the redfish bite has been on fire. We're catching a bunch of reds that are anywhere from 22 to 32 inches.
Wow.
And good numbers of them as well, doing, you know, 20, 25 fish per trip. Guests are happy, people are happy, and we're trying to get people motivated to go fishing, even though there's this so-called hurricane coming, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, I tell you, it looks pretty bad. And
it looks like it's going to come on shore, and it's going to look in front of it and go, oh, there's Tampa, Sarasota. Let's make a right-hand turn.
I feel like we got some lucky, something lucky happening for us. You know, they talk about some Indian burial grounds that keep us protected, but, you know, it's crazy. A lot of our guests have been canceling their trips.
Sure.
Not even coming down on vacation because of it, and it's tough to blame them. You know,
must be the Seminoles is what it is. You know, so.
I think it's what it is. I mean, maybe my Gator victory, you know, is rubbing off. Feeling bad, but
yeah.
You know, it's always great to be a Florida Gator and good. You know, we don't mind the swampy weather. You know,
yeah, we don't mind sloppy games either, but we'll take the win.
Oh, man.
We'll take that
win. It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was brutal, but I'll take that victory all day.
Matt, do you know Pam?
Pam Worth. I don't know her personally, but I follow her on social media.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we just had her on a little while ago, and hopefully we can get her to call in every week or every other week whenever she gets a chance to.
Awesome.
Yeah, we like to have the ladies call in and communicate with us eventually sometime between 12 and 1. You know, but work schedules out. We'll have everybody set up right.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, you guys switched my time up a little bit. You know, I was actually in Publix there trying to. I thought I'd join the bandwagon and get in on the water action. You know, it was crazy. I mean, it's absolute mayhem at the stores. So everybody, you know, be safe. Make sure that you stock up on all your supplies. You know, get your canned goods. You know, if you're in the eye of the storm area, like you guys are over there on the East Coast, please be careful. You know, make arrangements, make preparations. Don't forget about your animals. Make sure you sign up to the Fish Florida app. You know, they have updates and they have weather prevention type of, you know, notifications and everything like that for you guys. And again, just be safe. Make smart decisions. Don't be dumb. Don't be a hero. Don't think you're better than Mother Nature because you're not.
Hey, Matt, I wanted to tell you, I own a bait and tackle store, and people came in that listened to the show, and they really liked your reports.
Oh, and, great. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Yeah. And
good.
So we got compliments on that, on the reports you've been giving. And so we do thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that we're reaching out to some folks there, and thank you guys for all your support. And thank you to the Fish Florida Association and the Fish Florida app and Victoria Brinkley and everyone there. Appreciate you guys helping put this all together for us. And you know, just again, the conservation side of things, we're all for it. You know, as our season stays closed, we're letting all those redfish go. So, you know, again, we're practicing good, safe catch and release methods, and we're just trying to help bring this fishery back to what it once was, and hopefully we can do that through spreading the good word with you guys and everyone else.
We got some big news coming up with fish, the FWC Association as well, I believe.
We do. Victoria let me know that the Fish Florida app and the association has got some partnerships happening with the FWC, so big kudos to her and to them for signing up, and you know, she does so much for this conservation and trying to get this going. It's amazing how hard of a worker she is. I'm impressed because she's cracking the whip on me to get me working harder. So
yeah.
Contagious.
Yep.
Man, if somebody decides they want to drive through the hurricane, how did they get a hold of you?
Get a hold of us at realtightfishingcharters.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, or you can just give us a call, 941-444-9749, and Matt from Real Tight Fishing Charters. I thank you guys for having me on the show, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right, buddy. Be careful down there.
Thank you now.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, it's...
Things are starting to kick with Fish Florida.
Yeah, it's growing. And matter of fact, Jeff, you're one of the reasons I talked to Victoria about single memberships. Right. I don't know if you remember off the cuff some of the stuff we were talking sitting around the group of us. And that the individual membership needs to be different. And then also we need to be putting on some different products on there for the fishermen to be interested in and so on. And so she's agreeing to it. She says, yeah, that's a good idea. And then have the individuals, you know, take advantage of other different things. So it's going to be really, I hate this darn hurricane coming in at the time it's coming in right now, because you're right, Fish Florida is starting to grow. And Joe talks to her about every day, Joe.
No, she's already called me this morning. I didn't get a chance to call back yet. So, but, you know, if she doesn't get me, she'll usually throw a text to me and let me know what's up.
That's good.
And,
totally good.
Yeah, but she is 100 miles an hour, man, I'm telling you.
Well.
She just don't stop.
I say, I go, okay now.
Yeah.
Let's go back over this again.
Super positive, great attitude, and she knows her stuff, so.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing as far as putting those things together and all that stuff in the computer. She's doing a great job.
You know, and the new website, she put that together that we've got on the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. That's an awesome website. She did a great job on that. Well, guys, you are listening to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing radio show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. The phone number, call us live, 904-831-1023. If you are outside the Northeast Florida listening area, you can tune in from anywhere on the planet, believe it or not, by streaming the show on your computer or by downloading the app for your phone. And you can get all that at the website at fishfloridagonefishing.com. That's got three W's in the front with a fishfloridagonefishing.com behind that. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Get what you want from Target today with same day delivery. We bring it to your front door so you can do more of what you love. Want more nap time? We'll bring the diapers and wipes. Want more greatness for your game night? We'll bring the snacks and the cards. One more time around the table, we'll bring that